The Cat Attack Podcast. Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.
This is the Kerr's Hire Cat Attack Podcast. I've got the newsreader's voice on because we started an intro just before and Kingy had to cut it short after we mentioned David Bowie, Freddie Mercury, yes, and a few other people got involved in the intro.
You should have just left it at Under Pressure because that's what the cats
this
are.
Is the Under Pressure podcast.
Yeah, you wanted to be a bit more beyond that, so we just...
All I said was that...
I'm just keeping it on the straight and narrow. The less you have to give me to worry about editing, the easier my life is.
But the world's too straight, isn't it?
It is too straight, but unfortunately, you know, people are not happy with us.
And the Matildas are out.
And the Matildas are out, which is disappointing.
Couldn't keep a secret, our keeper.
She was stiff. Ellie Carpenter threw under the bus with the second
people
one.
Were talking about how we got tired, and I had to just turn it off. The rubbish that gets spoken, we were tired. No, we weren't. Defending was horrible.
It was.
Is exactly what happened. Yeah. There's nothing about being tired.
The cats aren't tired, but
they probably are getting tired.
But they might be done in 2 weeks if they're not careful.
Kingy, have you ever done a ladder predictor?
Well, you're only basing it on points because you've got to factor in... Look, the cat's not so much with percentage. I think the only team they've got to worry about with percentage is Carlton above them. But other than that, they don't have to worry. But yeah, what is your ladder predictor saying? They're not guaranteed to win both St Kilda and Bulldogs.
St Kilda caused them problems.
Yep.
And they've got Rowan Marshall, who usually goes bananas against us. And they've got Max King back playing good footy. Yeah, we absolutely. For whatever reason, Marvel isn't what you would classify as a happy hunting ground.
Don't play there much.
No, but they don't. They can generally be susceptible. I know they beat the Bulldogs, but the Saints have gone all right against the Cats, not so much down here, but very much so at Marvel. So they are no certainty. I mean, let's be honest, Kingy, if they can't beat St Kilda, they don't deserve to be there.
No.
Let's be brutally honest.
They'll be done. The loss this weekend means they'll...
Yeah, 100% they're done. But if they do happen to fashion a win and, you know, the ladder predictor...
So what does Geelong need to have happen other than win their two games?
Well, they need a few things to happen, but they're all the things that they need to happen, and I know the world can be turned upside down quite quickly, but, you know, 90% of the things they need to happen are favoured to happen. So let's say they beat St Kilda.
Yep.
St Kilda then have to go to the Gabba to play Brisbane, I think.
Yep. And the Lions may still be playing for a home qualifying final.
Correct. So advantage Brisbane, I would have thought, at the Gabba. They win... I mean, obviously, regardless, they have to win their last two games. But if they beat the Bulldogs, they'll jump the Bulldogs.
Yep.
So that's two teams they jumped there already. I think Essendon have to play Collingwood.
Yeah, and they go to Sydney to play the Giants.
Yes. You'd think that they would lose one of those. Mm-hmm. They're not capable of winning both those, I would have thought.
Collingwood may be locked away, you know, not much to... Well, are locked
possibly,
away.
Possibly, even the Giants. So the Giants also,
Carlton to finish the season.
Yes.
The Cats may have to wait until 9 o'clock on the Sunday night to know their fate.
But all those things are, you know, you're not asking for 20-1 things to happen.
No.
You're asking for 2-1 things to happen.
Yep.
And I don't mean that literally, but you're asking for the favoured things to happen. So, look, the reality is, Kingy, the Cats are where they are because of the way they are. That's the reality. They're not winning the premiership. So do you desperately want to play finals? I'm sure. I couldn't find it somewhere, but I'm sure 6-5 weeks ago, Chris Scott said, you don't want to just limp into finals and make up the numbers. You want to hit it in form. And, well, that's what the Cats are going to do. They're going to limp in if they get there. And if they don't get there, does it mean that they make slightly harsher decisions on the list than they otherwise would have? So
I think they'd still make harsh decisions. Just because you make finals, maybe jag an elimination final win. They know where the list's at.
But, you know, you maybe get in a final and one of those older players plays well and it just casts a bit of doubt.
Well,
Zach Toohey has to go.
I think Toohey's done. Yeah, I think he knows that.
He's got to go.
Yeah. 150th for the Cats for Zach Toohey this week, by the way, too, which is a wonderful achievement. Geelong have got full value out of him.
They have. It's been a really good trade for the Cats, and he's been a good human being for the footy club. And I think Carlton people have probably been quite happy for him as well.
Hmm.
Just given that the bloke that he is and what he's added to AFL footy, what he's added to both Carlton and Geelong, hats off to him. But I think time's up for him.
Hmm.
The other one, you know, the word is that Max Holmes is gettable, very much so. from other clubs.
What did you make of his post-match interview with us?
It was just sort of bizarre. Was the way it was like it was interesting.
Mm.
Is how I describe it.
Go to krock.com.au, and if you haven't heard Max Holmes' interview, it was interesting. Interesting that when I suggested Max, even if you win your last two, you don't necessarily make it. He was completely unaware of that.
Idea. Absolutely no idea. I mean, look, and that's probably focused in the moment. They've just played a game. They would have been thinking they can beat Collingwood and then everything would be rosy. So you're probably not going to lamb-based him for that. Can you? Have you ever been lamb-based?
Lambasted.
Yeah. Have you ever had that happen?
No.
No, look, so I wouldn't be sort of going, you know, but it was a strange interview, particularly as he's a young player. He didn't play well.
No.
He was poor. Mm. And then they threw him up, and he clearly didn't want to be doing it. He is gettable, though, I reckon.
Mm.
I heard that from someone else at another club who thinks that.
Demons interested?
Well, in Collingwood, interestingly.
Are they?
Mm. Okay. So, he's got 1 year to go on his contract.
He does.
I mean, he's going to be a very good player. The conundrum for the Cats is that, they'll want to keep him. I know he's only had 1 year of doing it, but I don't know which, it's seemingly they want to make him this inside midfielder. I just don't know. Why not? What about just playing the bloke in his position that best suits him?
Which is a wingman.
I would have thought. Yeah. He has an ability to get up and down the ground. He's got a good burst. His skills are fine. He's not, you wouldn't say he's got elite skill, but he is skillful enough.
He's better.
He's getting better.
His kicking was, and that was, you were not, yeah, you were a massive great. Knock on him.
Yeah, he wasn't great to start with, but he has improved. But I just don't know why they just don't play him as a wingman. Every great team has a really, really good wingman. And we swung Tail Geelong up last Friday night.
Mm.
Josh Dacos.
What do you
had
have?
It 38 times. And yet we were tagging the bloke who'd been shot off the grassy knoll, Jordan Dugowie, who clearly had an injury, was going at about 43.64%. And we got a hard tag on Dugowie, and Josh Dacos had it 38 times. And I noticed Chris Scott didn't give Josh Dacos best on the ground. He wasn't at the same game we were at.
Yeah, he was clearly the best man.
Yeah, that was just... Do you think that's just a bit of...
Yeah, I'm not admitting that I might have got it wrong.
Correct.
Yeah.
38 possessions for a bloke who's is arguably top five in skill in the comp. Mm-hmm. That's for trouble.
Only the third best player in his family.
Yes. And that is an extraordinary... an extraordinary ranking.
Because the two in front of him.
But he uses the ball so well. He's got such good vision. I just couldn't understand why we were tagging Dugowie, who was at 18 possessions and couldn't basically get out of his own way at one point. It all seemed a bit weird to me. But so all good teams have a good, a really, really good win. And that'll be Chris Scott now, is it, Kingy?
Somebody called Chris.
Is it?
Yeah. Right.
Christofferson?
No, he was a highwayman.
So you look at players like Ed Langdon for Melbourne, plays that sort of role, doesn't he? Up and down the ground, very, very effective. Andrew Gaff, I know West Coast are struggling, but Andrew Gaff was that player for West Coast for quite some period of time, including... he actually didn't play in the Premiership.
He didn't play in the Premiership.
But he was a reason.
He had that little brain fade on Brayshaw.
He did. But he was a very good player for quite some period of time.
Mm.
Trying to think who else. You know, you look at probably a player like maybe half forward, but Zorko plays probably half forward wing type role for Brisbane.
Yep.
Every good team has a really, really good wingman.
Yep. Well, so it was a position that went out of vogue there in football for a while, but then it came back.
Yeah. I mean, I know. So we've got Isaac Smith.
I think Mizo plays that role, though.
Possibly.
Without being a wing. He's a half-forward flanker that's a bit Zorko-like that will work really hard back and then work really hard forward.
He does. I just don't know why. But so they're trying to get Holmes to be this inside mid where he can maybe use his power. It's been good at times this year. It's also been bad because he's young and he's inconsistent. Now, is he going to get better? Yes. Is he going to be a good player? Yes. Does he want to be in Geelong? That's the thing. He's Melbourne boy. I'd be interested to see what happens there. The problem they got, though, Kingy, is that their three midfielders are over 30. Dangerfield, 1 year left. Mark Blitzarve's now coming off a hamstring injury, and Cameron Guthrie. There's three players there. So they've got Guthrie and Blitzarve's maybe 2 years left, and Dangerfield one.
Yep.
And then you drop all of a sudden to Tanner Bruin, who's 21.
Yep.
Max Holmes, who's 21. Jai Clark, who's 19.
That's why Matt Crouch's name keeps getting thrown it into the mix about coming across and maybe just filling a hole for one or 2 years. Still, what, 28, 29?
Yeah, I was staggered at that. I thought he was older than that, but I think you did say that a few weeks ago that he is only late 20s. Yeah, I suppose. Something to at least look at. Don't know if I'd be overjoyed. I don't know if I'd be lighting the sort of 17th candle on the cake. If we did do go down that,
considering you're 51, yeah. No, you wouldn't be.
So it's the midfield needs serious. It needs something. It needs serious work. It's not going to happen this year, of course. Because the opposition midfields just dictate to us for too long, and that's the area of the ground where the Cats are going to have to put in some work in the off season. So if they do that's my point though with Blitzars, Dangerfield and Guthrie all being older, you drop down. Holmes is one who's up and coming. They don't really want to be losing him, but if he doesn't, you know, if he's keen to move on, then maybe you fashion some sort of deal and do move on. It was interesting that the Collingwood talk was from like months ago. It hasn't just surfaced now. It was from the start of the season. Usually where the old smoke, there's fire. I'm sure there'd be a lot of clubs keen to get their hands on Max Holmes, but I'm just still up in the air as to whether moving him from a wingman to an inside mid is going to be the right thing. And whether it's...
If Guthrie hadn't have got hurt and Parfitt's form had been better, would Max Holmes be out on a wing?
Well, I was just about to say that. I said, has it been out of necessity? But we heard it right from the start of the year that that's how they wanted to play him. It wasn't something that they thought, geez, we're a bit short now in the midfield, let's get Holmes in there. It was actually something they talked about in the preseason.
Yep.
So it was clearly a plan from the start of preseason last year.
But would it have happened?
Well, I think so, given that they've been talking about it for quite some time. I mean, they're trying to replace Dangerfield, replace Cam Guthrie, and then replace Blitzarves. So you've got to find that, which I understand, but I'm just thinking his skill set, maybe for mine, is for an absolute out-and-out wingman, and that's the role Josh Dacos plays. Collingwood don't ask Josh Dacos to be an inside mid.
No.
Because that's not what he's good at. He's good at being on the wing. Now, they've got a much stronger and deeper midfield than Geelong, so they have the luxury of being able to do that, but, you know, would Max Holmes, I'll ask you this question. Do you think Max Holmes potentially would have had a more consistent year this year if he was playing on the wing?
Yes. That's a simple question.
Yeah, I reckon he would have probably too. But anyway, time will tell, Kingy, whether he's even at the Cats. As I said, he does have a year to run, and the Cats are not going to want to let him go, but sometimes Bulldogs don't want to let Bailey Smith go either, but Geelong are into him, so works both ways.
We'll wait and see what unfolds there. What did you make of Brandon Parfitt's performance? 13 disposals, 8 tackles.
Nah. Unfortunately, no. I just don't know. I don't have no idea what's happening.
He just needs a reset. It's just been...
Probably needs another club.
Need a run.
Well, some club would take him because he's got talent. Whether they fashion a deal there.
What's his elite skill? Or what's his weapon?
His weapon? I don't know if he's got a weapon.
He doesn't.
I mean, what's Tanner Bruin's weapon? He's going to be a very good player. What's his weapon?
His weapon is that he can extract the footy out of tight situations.
I would say that Parfitt's weapons are that I think he's a good clearance player, and I think he's quite creative.
All right,
that'd be the two things I'd say.
Which we haven't seen at all this year. No, other clubs will see that. And yeah, I hope he stays because I think he's actually really good to watch. But he's just
had a bad year.
Since he hurt
a lot of players have bad years.
Yep.
Jacob Wiedering had a howler a few years ago. Was horrible. He'd be all Australian fullback surely.
Yeah. Yep.
People will say he's pick one. I get all that, and he did come in and have a good year. But people can have.
What was Parfitt? He was a pick 20 something.
Yeah,
wasn't he?
Pretty high, reasonably high. You can have a bad year and recover. So, and he has had he does have talent. Some players you know won't recover.
Shannon Neal.
Thought he was good.
I questioned his selection, but in the last quarter, he actually gave Geelong a bit of oomph, especially when he was in the ruck.
Yep, he did. And he flew for some marks. He didn't actually take them, but he got into some good spots and he looked dangerous. Now, that will come with experience. He's super athletic. Skills are fantastic. Yeah, a lot to like about his football. I wonder, Kingy, does this week, is a question mark on Reece Stanley?
He's not in. Yeah, he's not 100%.
So does that mean if he's out, Neil has to ruck?
Yeah.
Hawkins back this week.
Fingers crossed.
I wonder what sort of tank Neil has. I know he's athletic and he's big and he's got a good leap and all those sorts of things, but has he got a good tank?
Well, I think he'd probably, in combination with a bit of Radicalia, he might have to do a bit of ruck.
Yeah, I think that's be interesting to see how that goes, because Rowan Marshall is a very, very, very good player. And he can tear you apart, and he marks the ball, and he can go forward. He can do all those things you want a ruckman to do. He's a little bit off Broadway at St Kilda because they've been struggling, but he is an A1 player and is the sort of player that could take the game away from Geelong. So it'd be interesting to see if Stanley plays and if Neil gets a crack in the ruck, what he can do in the ruck.
Non-selection of Buse has had us scratching our heads the last couple of weeks. Surely he's back this week for a forward line that's got the likes of Butler and Higgins
in it. But we've been saying that for the last three weeks. Mm. We said surely he was back on to play on Willie Rioli, and he didn't, and Willie Rioli kicked 4. They won. We said surely he was back against Collingwood because they've got Bobby Hill, they had Elliott, and they've got McCreary.
Yep.
And they've got Hoskin Elliott.
Yep.
So Elliott wasn't back for that.
Elliott kicked 2, McCreary kicked 2, Hill kicked 1.
Yeah, they kicked 5 goals between them and lost by 7 points. Mm. Now, I'm not saying Buse is going to stop all 5, but he is, I just don't understand. He is Geelong's only lockdown small defender.
Mm.
College Asney isn't capable of playing on those nippy plays. I've said that.
Wasn't Collar's night last week.
No, it wasn't. And they did him absolutely no favours by playing him on Cameron and then Willie Rioli.
You know, to some of his disposal.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying his confidence was dented. Well, why would you do playing? You're setting him up to fail by playing him on blokes that he's actually not equipped to play on. I've got to be honest, King. I think Mark O'Connor's time's up. I don't know. What does he offer you? Yeah. What position does he play?
I mean, we spoke about that last week. He's got a year to run, so
I'd be looking to trade him big time.
We're going to see some players for the first time that we haven't seen for the Saints this year. We haven't called because it killed the first time they've met Geelong and the Saints.
Yeah.
Wanganeen Miller is playing some outstanding footy.
Good. Caminiti.
Caminiti. Although he didn't play last week.
Owens.
Caminiti. Mitch Owens. He's a superstar.
That other bloke, what's 25?
That other bloke.
What's his name?
Philippou.
That's it, the race car driver, yeah. Philippou.
Yeah, we get to see Liam Stocker for the first time in St Kilda jumper.
Yep.
Had it 23 times last week.
They're going well, Saints.
They are. Yep.
They've had a good year.
Yep.
No one would have suggested they'd be above the Cats.
No.
If they beat the Cats, they can deliver what's classified Kingy, what Gus Mercurio would describe as the knockout punch.
That would be. Well, it would be for the Cats season.
It would be, yeah. Wouldn't they love to do that, the Saints? Which so I think Ross would be winding them up for that.
Which I think they did in 2015 when the Cats could only eke out a draw with them with about 3 rounds to go at Marvel.
Kingy, your memory is extraordinary if you can remember that. I can barely remember what colour my underpants are.
Do you want some questions, Benny?
I love questions.
Unfortunately, we've had some issues with our Twitter actually been locked out of it, so we can't answer
been
your
blown up.
Twitter questions. Daz Broncos, how on earth has Busey not made the 23 last week? Surely his lockdown small work is what we need, given our propensity for leaking goals at the moment.
Yeah.
Also thought Neil showed glimpses of talent and ability and a hearty dose of nerves in his first game in front of 70,000+. With Rowan questionable and Hawkins maybe back, I'd keep him again this week.
Yes.
Yeah, he'll play again.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with all that. Just would have loved to have seen him nail, particularly that first goal.
Yeah, second quarter going. Third quarter? Third quarter going to the punt road end.
Yeah, punt road end. He just loved to sell love. I know it was only, he had 2 set shots at goal. He missed both of them. I know it's probably been a bit harsh. He just loved to see a young player go back and nail at least one of those, and he didn't. So it'd be interesting to see how he set shot goal kicking sort of progresses over time.
Yep. Howler 41, time to put the Q in the rack. With 2 wins needed from 2 with no ruckman, it's time to put a pin in season 2023. Even if we win both, we've never been any good at elimination finals, and our best has fallen short versus the Lions, Freo, Giants, Pies twice. Carlton, best fit for me, get the blokes to surgery now. Give Tui, Smith, Menegola and anyone else a farewell game. Hit pre-season with no injuries. Bank the wins early next year and manage the older blokes when needed. Season 2023 never got going thanks to injuries and a drop-off in form and confidence. Take an earlier draft pick, bring in a free agent and go again. I'd like to see Neil and Asava share duties for this week, and possibly Neil is big enough. 12 hitouts last game and 2 contested marks. Otherwise, the ghost of Tom Morrow, 1951 Premiership Ruckman, is next in line. Loch Ness Conway, according to the official injury report, rolled his ankle at training, so he's not a chance. Frustrating year, but by dropping the next 2 games, we could move up to pick 6, get another preseason into Bruin, Nevitt, Henry, Clark, Conway, and have the full 22 ready to go in round 21.
Who was that written and authorised by?
Round 1, 2024, I should say. That's Howell of 41.
Yeah.
That's like a maiden speech in Parliament,
it's like
right there.
The Ten Commandments. I agree with some of that. I wouldn't be giving. I'm not this up for this farewell game rubbish. Like, I would be giving Sam Menegola a farewell game if you're out of it as of this week. And also wouldn't be just putting up the white flag. If you do the ladder predictor, Kingy,
mm-hmm.
and you do all those ones that you think, unless you're going really left field, but if you do the ones you think are the obvious ones, Geelong end up playing Sydney at home. Geelong 6, Sydney 7.
Yep,
so they actually get a home. Yeah, they actually get a home final.
Now, well, people started raising again the potential of it being down here. They're not playing here. They're not playing a final at a construction site.
No, they want to play at the MCG anyway. So look,
we might end up with four. The only thing is, Benny, we might end up with 4 finals in Melbourne the first week. So one of them is going to have to be at Marvel.
Right. Well, let's hope it's not the Cats.
Yeah.
Because we hate Marvel. Mm. So it's a soulless place, Marvel. So, look, anyway, I'm not saying that ladder predictor will hold up, but if you do it, Geelong play 6. So if you can get, you know, if you can get a final into a Shannon Neal or, you know, another final into, I know we said he might be, you know, on the way out, but Max Holmes, you get another final into Sam DeConey. I know he's a premiership player, but you've got quite a few young blokes there. It'd be nice to get a final into. So I wouldn't, and you know, I mean, Geelong lost to the premiership favourite by 7 points last week.
Mm.
So if you could get in, and I think that if Geelong do make the final, I think they can win a final. I think they could even get through to a prelim. They're probably not going any further than that.
Because you're probably going to have to go to Adelaide or Brisbane.
Yeah, and they're not going to get through. I wouldn't have thought they'd get through that. But anyway, I wouldn't be doing that. Sam Menegola, I'm not giving him a... If Geelong lose this week, get a game in a Nevitt.
Yeah.
Don't put Sam Menegola in. I mean, he's been a servant, but goodness me. Zach Tui, he's had all year in the team.
Yep.
So he probably doesn't go out anyway.
Yep.
So he gets his farewell game.
Fox Dog 50, gentlemen, can you give us any hope for us recruiting Darcy Parrish? Any inside information he might be heading to Geelong next season?
No, I haven't. This has been happening since Jesus once kicked a banana against Mount Sinai when he was playing for Jerusalem, and it went right through the middle. And the Jerusalem cheer squad went absolutely bananas. You're allowed to have flares back in those days. And he was on a roll. It was his 10th. He won the Coleman.
It's called the Coleman.
It wasn't called the Coleman back then. It was a different medal they had over there. It was called the Corinthian medal. And then they used to send letters to Paul.
And what did Paul
used to write back saying, stop sending me letters. But actually, I think Paul used to write to the Corinthians, and they hated Paul, so they said, "Stop, please stop."
Right,
and they were wrapped when email and that came in, so they didn't have to keep opening up his letters. But the old linking players who played at the Falcons back to Geelong,
yeah, it's been going
that has
over.
Been Scott Lucas used to get mentioned every year for 16 years, and he was coming back to Geelong,
and he was from Camperdown.
Yeah, and he never ever once contemplated coming back to Geelong.
No.
So I just think that sometimes we just get. You know, I don't know. I think Darcy Parrish is leaving Essendon. How old Darcy Parrish be?
Drafted in 2015, so let's put him at 26.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's happening, to be honest with you. Sean Darcy?
I haven't heard anymore.
Well, I heard a little rumour, King. You know, you hear little snippets of things. Now, some of this stuff is just, you don't know whether to believe it or not. The mail I heard, Kingy, which is probably off the mark, is that he is actually missing Victoria.
Darcy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sean Darcy. So whether or not that's true, I don't know, but I did hear it from somebody who potentially may know or may not. But he is missing Victoria, so maybe there is something to that one. But I don't know about Darcy Parrish.
Well,
Bailey Smith, that'd be a good get. If the Cats could pull that off, that would be a very, very, very good get, because the Bulldogs have done all the hard yards with Bailey Smith, who has been a difficult player to manage off the field. He's made some mistakes, as all players have. Stevie J is a classic example. But he's 22, turning 23. He's got 100 games under his belt. When he's 25, 26 and potentially sort of works everything out a little bit better and is, you know, has everything settled, He is a very, very, very good player. So if they could pull that off, that I'd be going. If you're telling me, do I want to get Darcy Parrish or Bailey Smith, I'm getting Bailey Smith all day, every day over Darcy Parrish.
I've been able to sneak into Twitter, Benny.
And what's happened?
And we've got some questions.
Have we?
Dave Twist, Friday night summed up Geelong's season. Good in parts, but without depth in the midfield, we couldn't continue it all game.
Yes.
Bruin and Holmes look a little burned out, which is understandable given age and how much they've had to play. Yes. Bailey Smith is a big watch. He wants out. Parrish maybe. We've just discussed that.
Yes, that'd be all good. I agree with the early points to that.
Hey boys, this is Adrian Mancini. Seemed quite clear Hill was going to kill us. Where was Buse? He's only a mainstay and premiership player. Really liked Neil in ruck moves, well for his size.
Yes.
We've touched on that.
Yes, very good.
What am I missing? Is Buse still injured? No, Buse played in the VFL on Saturday. The top up and go again method has gotten one premiership. Now the window is obviously closed. Will they make aggressive list changes? That's from Premiers.
I don't know if they're in a position to make aggressive list changes. They probably just need to filter out some of these older blokes, which obviously Isaac Smith is one, is already departing. We mentioned Zach Tui. There's some others there. Dangerfield with a year to go. Tommy Hawkins with a year to go. So they're naturally going to depart anyway. Well, we don't know about Dangerfield, but you would have thought that the potential is there that next year is his last year at 34. I don't know what else they can do. It's like horse racing. I think you have to make a call on a horse early. You don't want a horse in your stable for when it's 5 and 6, when you know it's probably not much good when it's 2 and 3. So it's about making calls. So there's some young guys there that we don't really know a whole lot about, but have probably been in the system for 2 years.
Kroger and Willis.
Yes, Cooper White.
Although Willis has been re-signed. Right. Kroger only played his first game of the year. Cooper White doesn't have a deal for next year.
So there's three.
No, not Willis isn't one of those. Willis is right for next year.
He's Hardy?
I think Hardy will get another role.
Who else is in the twos?
Well, you got Murdoch, Riccardi, Clahisi, who are all rookies who all don't have deals for next year.
Yep. So they need to, you know, I know 2 years, and Oscar Riccardi's probably not in that because he's coming from so far back. I'd continue with him because he's coming from Miles off.
Small build.
Yep. But has got some traits that would probably translate well to AFL footy.
Yep.
Sometimes you've got to make a call on these kids. You know, you don't want them clogging up your list. No. You want to get some other kids in under them who you think potentially maybe will be better than them.
Although Geelong don't have a massive draft hand this year.
No.
They might only take three picks.
That's why probably they can't, to answer the question, they can't just sort of have these huge cuts because they don't have the draft stockpiling to do that. Mm. And then also if they're trying to get players in free agency, they've probably got to give up draft picks to get them. Yep. So that hamstrings puts them out. That hamstrings them. You ever been hamstringed?
No.
That means they're a bit more hamstrung. Well, I've been a bit hamstrung.
Matt Croft, think a measure of our team. It's record on the road interstate this year, just a W over the Eagles and gather round and a draw in Sydney, being consistently inconsistent.
Yeah, well, that's right. I've said they are where they are for a reason. It's not because they're one of the better teams. Yep. It's because they're one of the more inconsistent teams, and the teams around them are the same. I mean, I think... I'll ask you this question. Do you think that Adelaide are a lot closer to premiership than the Cats, even though Cats just won a flag? See, I think Adelaide are on the way up. They're inconsistent for their young.
Yeah, it's interesting to see when the couple of those older blokes, when Sloane and Walker.
Yeah, but Sloane's been starting as a sub.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a bit part player now.
Laird, guys like that drop off.
Yeah, I just really like what Adelaide are building.
I reckon they've only got a year with that group. Walker's 34.
Yeah, but I mean, I think they've got players.
We'll be 34.
They've got players there that
they've got some talent.
Phil Thorpe as a key forward
with Fogarty.
Yeah, so they've got players there to replace. I think they're a team that is absolutely on the up, and you can see their inconsistencies are actually starting to iron out. They were really poor on the road early in the year. They've actually been quite good on the road later in the year. They're a team that's on the up. Geelong are in flux. They've got a lot of blokes who they need to make decisions on. They've got a lot of younger blokes who you're not sure.
They've just got to make calls on.
Yeah.
Yep. Ed, people trade...
There's not much in the middle at the Cats.
No, there's not. Trade Parfitt, Radaglia, Kola, Jasny. Well, talk about Radaglia has gone a bit quiet, but I suspect that'll bubble back to the surface.
That will start bubbling.
Yep.
Look, I'm a Kola, Jasny fan. There's got to be huge question marks over Jack Henry. Third serious foot injury.
Yeah, that was unlucky though, Ben.
Yeah, I know it was unlucky, but it's his third serious foot injury.
Yeah, he just that one you can't foresee. That's
yeah.
Just
I'm not saying I'm not talking about the injuries. I'm saying it's got to create some doubt about his.
Yeah, I'm not too concerned.
Well, you've got to factor that in.
You do.
If you get rid of Collard Jasny, Saad Radicalea is leaving, we think. So you just can't move around. I like Collard Jasny. I just think that he's been mismanaged over the last month, and it's been to the detriment of his confidence. Mm.
Tui Menegola, Stanley gone. I think Stanley gets one more. If Segler's going, Stanley's got
it. If we're going into next year with Reece Stanley as our number one ruckman, we are in serious trouble. If he's your break in case of emergency that plays in the twos, great. Mm. If they can't find somebody that supersedes Reece Stanley in the off-season, we're in trouble.
Yep. Grant Bench, I was pretty proud of the boys' efforts on Friday night, but this year things have just not come together. Who do you think is the number one player we should go after for next year?
Bailey Smith. Right. That'd be mine, if he's gettable. Hmm. Yeah, if
he's not, do you go and get Lysette or Grundy?
I don't understand why Geelong... Have Geelong been linked to Grundy at all?
No.
I don't understand why they wouldn't be going there. I mean, Grundy can come to Geelong knowing that the number one ruck mantle is his. He's not going to be worried about Reece Stanley. Hmm. So he can play as the number one ruckman. He can do what Max Gawn is doing in his absence at Melbourne. And he's, what, 20? How old would Grundy be? 28?
I thought he'd hit...
7-8.
Yeah, let me just double confirm that.
The old double confirm. Can you just confirm?
I'm going to say 29 or 30.
Right.
He's 29. He'll be 30 29. In April.
So he's in the wheelhouse for ruckman, though, of your you know, potentially your best couple of years. Mm. You know, 28 to 32. Yeah, look, I Collingwood and Melbourne are surely going to have to be paying some of his wage. I don't understand why the Cats aren't in there. I mean, Port Adelaide's name have been linked. You know, Essendon are not going to want him. What about De Koning's brother, Tom? Is there anybody?
No, he's staying.
He's staying at Carlton. Yep. So Carlton probably aren't going to be wanting him. He's probably not going to want to go to North Melbourne, who would be interested. Probably.
Well, what's Goldstein doing?
Well, he probably... He just wonder whether Granny's really going to go to North, who are still in the infancy, they're rebuilding. He probably wants to go to a club where he's relevant.
Yeah.
Who else have we got? Richmond? I mean, Richmond could be interesting. Nankervis is getting on. Yep. But he's probably still got it.
Ivan Soldo's name's been thrown around.
As the Cats?
Not at Geelong, but he's just been thrown around.
I'm just trying to think what other Melbourne clubs would be. I mean... Port Adelaide seem to be putting all their chips into it. The other thing that would be attractive to Port Adelaide is their midfield is... They've got three absolute jets in the midfield.
Mm. Benny, we've got to get out of here.
Do we?
Yep. 5:45 Saturday night, Cats and the Saints from... Hopefully talking with Boris Enright from the
Again.
St Kilda perspective. Well, we spoke to him when he went into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And hopefully we're talking to him now a bit about footy and...
A bit about foosball.
Yeah, in terms of what's happening right now rather than his wonderful 332-game career at the Cats.
Well, let's hope the Cats can get the chockies done and at least keep the dream alive going into the last round, Kingy.
Kerr's Hire, local for 40 years.